You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mo3 repping Front and the Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Rumor has it that if you go low enough, Ludacris will appear in the mirror. Let's try it.
Go low.
Okay.
Go low
than I ever really thought she could. Face down. The top of your booty jiggling out your jeans, baby. Pull your pants up. I like it when I see you do it better than I've ever seen it done before. A lot of women drop it to the ground, but how low can you go? Lower than your mama's ever seen it in a lifetime. Never would have imagined it, not even in her right mind. Practice in front of that mirror, now you doing it on the dance floor. Mad cause I can't get with your chick, just show me how to dance. I may not wanna get low, so I'm posted up kinda like a player do. But if you come to the crib, then I might show you girls a thing or two. Yeah, I think you a superstar, with a ass like that, you gotta blow. Before you make it big, there's just one thing that I gotta do.
How can you go? How can you go? How can you go? How can you go? How can you go?
Soon as you hear this, pop. From A-T-L-A-N-T-A-N all the way down to dope, drop. Put the needle on the record and I'll make her get lower than a Lamborghini. And if she really getting low, then I'ma shoot a video and put it all on TV. Cause I like that Prince Vanilla. And the caramel. But when it comes to chocolate, comes to I know that very well. Persuasion, no discrimination, I love how they seem to please us. I wanna taste them Puerto Rican pecan peanut butter cups like Reese's Pieces. Cause I think you a superstar, with like that you gotta blue. Before you make it big, well there's just one thing that I gotta do.
I promise you have to see. It's gonna come out the mirror. Put the music. Put the music on already.
Everybody, it's your boy T Smiley. Listen, we are live. We are here on the Cave Radio Show this morning. We are, listen, this is the first show, the first Cave Radio Show back on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, it has been a wonderful break. Listen, we've had Christmas, we've had New Year's, and this is the first week of school. So it's been Kids are going back to school this week. This has been the first week, so congratulations on you kids going back to school this week. Hope y'all had a good break, because now it's back to reality. It's back to school. Listen, it's back to school. We are live. This is your boy T. Smiley. Listen, today is a special day. Today is my daughter's birthday, Amaya. Miss Amaya, she turned 7 years old today. She was supposed to be on the show this morning, but, you know, I think she wanted to stay up last night. She was excited about her birthday, so she is actually resting. She was supposed to call in, so I just want to say happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday, Amaya. It's your birthday. And also, we had today is Amaya's birthday. Earlier this week, it was my brother-in-law, Mr. Joe. It was his birthday. So we're celebrating his birthday on today as well. And tomorrow, we have a good friend by the name of Miss Wendy. Miss Wendy, her birthday is tomorrow. So we are turning up this morning for the birthdays. Oh, and another one. I call him my little brother, Mr. Daydream Hare. His birthday is on Monday. So listen, it's a lot of birthdays coming up. Next weekend, next Saturday, we're going to be live again for another special birthday, and for our very own Miss Kia D, the founder and producer my fiance, my boo thing. Her birthday is next Saturday, so y'all come back. I know she's going to be live with us here on the radio. Tuning in, and she's going to be very hyped, because y'all know how Miss Kia do. You know, she always like to turn up. She always turned up, always turned up. So listen, I'm going to play a song for you birthday people out here celebrating your birthday. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. You know how I do. I always got to get y'all, got to have y'all a song ready or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So this is for all the birthday people celebrating birthdays this month, this week, and next week. So happy birthday to you all again. This is T. Smiley. We'll be back after this show. We'll be back in just a moment. All right, y'all stay tuned.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 Jeeps, 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, they nigga roll that weed up. If you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the city, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, the niggas should tell you I'm loco. When you playing is to put the rap game in the trunk. So I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty says she feeling my stash, she feeling my flow. A girl from Wooded, they die and they ready to go. Okay. I'm in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, if you're in the take the drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, if you're in the take the drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me to go. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my car, my clothes, my shoes. But nigga, I done came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it. Way more than you hate it, nigga, you mad. I trust that you be happy, I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga tryna pull me back, guys. My junk get the bumpin' in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes, the bitch, and she's mad, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. The talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. The niggas hate to let her make them, want the money pile up. And we can go upside the head with a bottle of blood. They know where we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, sick in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, sick in the taking drugs.
I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, we get into getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, neither, nigga. We in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop off, nigga. G-Unit.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mood 3 repping Fun the Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right. This your boy T Smiley. Listen, we back. We're back celebrating the birthday. Listen, that song went out to all the birthday people that's celebrating birthdays this week, this month, today, tomorrow, Monday. This past week and next week. Listen, happy birthday to all of y'all right here from the Cave Radio Show, We Talk Radio Network. Listen, I wanted to talk about Christmas. We took a little break, you know, from the radio during the holiday. We try to give people, you know, time and opportunities to spend with their families. I was able to take a little time off. We had actually, if y'all was listening in last week, we had Mr. E-Man and Miss Mandy. They actually came on and produced the Cave Radio Show for me, and it was great. It was great. Want to talk about the Christmas, during the Christmas holiday. One thing I want to say, if y'all were like me, hope y'all wasn't like me. We end up having to wait until like the week of Christmas. Matter of fact, a couple days before Christmas to go shopping. If y'all understand what I mean by that, it was crazy, man. Like, you know, going in the store and being around all these people that's trying to do last minute Christmas shopping. This year, I think I'm gonna start like a month early because I was in there about to have an anxiety attack. Going in trying to shop for presents at the last minute, I was like, oh my goodness, it was crazy. But you know what, the kid, everybody got what they wanted. Everybody, you know, I was able to mark off a lot of things on the Christmas list this year. So, last year, so I was excited about that. Got a chance to spend Christmas. We did Christmas Eve. My kids got a chance to open up their presents on Christmas Eve, which was great. You know what I'm saying? They love opening up presents the day before Christmas, you know what I'm saying? So they really enjoyed that. And so I want to hear from anybody out there that's listening, that's on live. If you guys want to talk about your Christmas holiday, you know, experience, what did you do, you know? What are some of the things that you got for Christmas, or some things you didn't get for Christmas? What was on your Christmas list that you wanted and you got, or that you didn't get? New Year's, you know, New Year's was actually, you know, it was great. New Year's was great. New Year's Eve, I was actually at work, watching some of the fireworks downtown, which was pretty cool. And then got a chance to go over to my sister house, and we did fireworks. And of course, if y'all follow T Smiley or We Talk Radio or Miss Kia D, you got a chance to see a little video, on Instagram and, I think YouTube, I'm not for sure, but we was out celebrating, you know. Actually, you know what, even on Christmas Day, I almost forgot about this. Christmas Day, it was a special day for my sister. She actually got proposed to, man. She was in shock. She didn't know what was going on. It was a very special occasion, I just wanted to wish her, tell her congratulations. Her and she actually got proposed to by Joe. His name is Mr. Joe, and he popped the question. He actually got down on the knee. He was like, man, I don't know if I can get back up, but he got back up. So, you know, shout out to Tanisha and Joe on their engagement. And actually, another couple actually got engaged, and that was on New Year's. Mr. E-Man and Miss Mandy, they got engaged as well. So it's a lot of love in the air. And I'm gonna bring in Miss Kia D because she was actually excited about both the engagements, and I wanted to bring her in so she could talk about that too real quick. Miss Kia D.
What up? He's put into the microphone. I need to be live on the radio with T Smiley. What's up, T Smiley? Welcome back to the radio show.
What's up? Like I was saying, I was talking about the engagements and Christmas and New Year's and all that.
Oh, man.
Just wanted to let you talk a little bit about that.
Listen, one of the things that, first of all, happy birthday to all of the birthday people, to Amaya, who's celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, baby girl. Big Joe, whoop, whoop, turn up. You know, for whatever reason, that's like my kindred brother. He's my brother-in-law now, but he's like my kindred brother. You know, like I love me some Big Joe. I love me some Tanisha, too, which is his fiance. So shout out to both of them. That was an epic moment. And happy birthday to my bestie, Wendy. I love you, girl. I love you so much, girl. We're going to turn up.
We got Miss Wendy on the line. I know she.
Bring her in. If she's on the line, bring her in.
Yeah, I know she's just listening. But listen, tomorrow's her birthday, and I want to be able to let her be able to talk this morning. So we're going to bring Miss Wendy in. Miss Wendy, how are you today?
Oh, you guys put me on the spot. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
We can hear you live.
That is so crazy. I didn't even know I was out. You could hear me.
We unmute.
Well, I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your birthday wishes. I am turning 23 tomorrow.
Come through 23.
Come through 23 times two. But I feel 23. So I thank you guys. You know, it's a blessing to be alive and to have an opportunity to just say thank you and take another breath and thank God for another. Appreciate the birthday wish.
I love it. You know, Wendy is somebody I've known since junior high, and we have had an incredible opportunity to grow as friends throughout the years. And she's been one of my best friends for many years, no matter what we go through. We're thick as thieves, and the trio of us, me, Brandy, and Wendy. And an incredible woman of God, an extraordinary woman who has an incredible heart. Ladies and gentlemen, she has a birthday tomorrow, so I need you screaming her name all day tomorrow. Just say, Wendy, we love you. It don't matter if you know her. And, gentlemen, she is single.
Hey, y'all, this is the Cave Radio Show. I'm making a public announcement. This is the Cave Radio Show. We have cavemen, and some of these cavemen might be a little single, you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, hey, y'all, if y'all don't mind, y'all can call in and wish Miss Wendy a happy birthday.
Let's single. Let's get together.
Whoa.
And she is absolutely stunning, okay?
Open, and I am open to all kind of fun. Let's do it. It's my birthday.
I love it. That is super exciting. Wendy, what do you want to do for your birthday?
I love family and friends. I want to eat some good old-fashioned fried fish, good golden crispy fried fish, and some smothered potatoes and a nice little crispy salad on the side, honey.
Man, that sounds good. I'm hungry. You got me hungry at 10:19 in the morning for some fish.
Right. All we need to add to that was some grits for the morning food. Yes, add some grits to that one. Fish and grits. Yeah.
You know what? You can have them grits.
I'm
really not a fan of grits, but Ms.
You know,
Kitt.
I'm Wendy. I tried to make him grits one time. He said, I tried that back in the day. I said, but you ain't had mine. I tried to make it. He actually ate it once. He did. But for whatever reason, it's just too gritty. He can't do the grit. So, they offer me. I'll take malto meal, grits,
I love
oatmeal,
them. Oh, yeah.
Oatmeal.
I think that's a down south country type thing, too. I mean, where are you from, TJ?
I'm a country boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Arkansas. You know, you would think I would like grits. But Yeah, no, that's just something that don't, the texture is not, you know, I don't like it, you know what I'm saying? But I'll eat a bowl of oatmeal, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with that, you know.
Okay. Well, you know, people eat their grits all kind of different ways. If you get the right person to make those grits with that sauce in there, that fish and grit sauce, then what you call it, they put up.
There you go.
But, girl, when you put that sauce in there, baby, you can't even taste that texture. It smooths it all the way out. Mm-hmm.
I might need to make it like that. See, I don't make it like that. We're going to have to go to an old school expert.
Like the Louisiana style, when they put that shrimp and grits, and they put the whole little sauce with the shrimp and grits, that would be so good. My first time trying it was in Colorado.
It is good.
Do you remember Ambrosia Nave?
Yeah.
Ambrosia Nave lives in Kansas, and we celebrated her birthday in Colorado a couple of years ago. Why are we talking about birthdays? And she got up one morning. This is an amazing young lady, too. She got up one morning, and she made the whole house. They rented out an Airbnb. You know, we all went in on it, supporting each other. And she woke up one morning and cooked for the whole house. And the first time I ever ate fish and grits was hers. And when I don't know what she put in there, I would have to. But she's a chef. That's another black-owned business. She does. They have a restaurant in Kansas. So,
nice.
We went to school with her at Sam Houston. She's another Sam Houston alumni. But yes, and I mean, my first time having it was, I understand the texture is a little different. You have to be adjusted. You have to adjust to the texture, but she did something to them grits, and I'm going to get the ingredients and I'm going to give it to you, Kia.
Make sure you do that.
You let me know when you cook it. I'm on my way. I'm coming.
Listen, I have a cousin, that actually opened up a barbecue restaurant there in I think it was Lawrence, Kansas, and
okay.
He's an actual gold medalist, and so he's in the Olympics and he's won a gold medal, and he opened up a barbecue spot called Gold Medal Barbecue, and
wow.
He's definitely doing his thing. I'm proud of him. He has food trucks at in Arkansas for the Arkansas State University football team there. He goes and sets up there, and he's actually getting ready to try to open up another restaurant here in Dallas. So shout out to him. I know you were talking
to the black-owned businesses.
Real talk. And by the way, Wendy, I need to get Ambrosia, I need to get her restaurant name, because I want to make sure we're talking about that. We got a lot of listeners in Kansas, so I want to make sure that we're giving the proper shout out to business owners.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll send her your information. Let me look on Facebook as we speak.
Cool.
Spaceship just reached out. Let me let Spaceship know we are on the show.
Yes. Send that to Spaceship. Tell them to call in so we can chat with Spaceship too. Spaceship Oasis is one of the most incredible people I've ever met in my entire life. I when I talk about him, I literally say he is my twin in a male body, because he literally is one of the most energetic people I have ever met. And when I'm asked to do events and I can't do them, or which is really rare, or if there's something I can't do, I'm already booked, Spaceship is always the first person that I refer over for somebody to host that event, because he is. If you're looking for somebody like me, you need Spaceship. Like, he is energetic and he is charismatic, and he will keep you on your toes. He is hilarious, and he knows how to keep the crowd rocking. He is an amazing MC, and he also has his own radio show, and he also does so many other things. So we need to get Spaceship. We actually interviewed him many, many years ago. We need to do it again.
I just asked to see if he would join the show. I just told him you are edifying him to the max, and he needs to get on here now.
That is hilarious. I love it. Well,
yes.
I want to tell you happy birthday again. We're definitely going to turn up. We're going to get an Airbnb next year, and we're going to do that whole party, because it's a couple of us that have a birthday in January. And we just need to talk. Let's go talk. So I'm really excited. So next year, let's do that. We're going to do an Airbnb somewhere on the water. We're going to enjoy ourselves and have a nice little turn-up birthday party.
I'm down. I'm ready for it.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Will you say – keep enjoying the show. Keep enjoying the Cave Radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We may bring you back in just a little bit to have some more conversations.
Okay.
I'm going to
mute myself. It was a joy. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, queen. And just so you know, everybody's tuned in on the phone lines, if this is your first time visiting us, we can't hear you until we unmute you. So I don't want you to think you are literally, you can say everything you want right now. You can talk, you can scream, you can yell. We won't be able to hear you.
We
okay. hear you once we unmute your mic. So yeah. I don't want you to be nervous about that.
So the number is 563-999-3456, and you will be able to listen in. If you want to join in the conversation, if you have something to talk about or whatever case may be, you can hit the number one. And when you hit that number one, we'll be able to bring you in. And that's when you'll be going on live. But if you're just hanging out, just listening, keep listening, you know, keep listening. This is the Cave Radio Show. It's your boy T. Smiley alongside with Miss Kia D. We're talking, you know, we're talking birthdays. We're talking holiday season. You know, what are some of the things that y'all got?
And something else you're going to be talking about today, too, is that Mr. Brown on that football team?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Brown and, you know, Mr. Antonio Brown. We're going to talk about that. And
Cowboy season.
Listen,
please.
They got a game tonight.
Yes.
The game is actually tonight. So they're playing the rival, you know, the rival team. They're playing Philadelphia Eagles.
Well,
so,
it's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a good game. You know, Cowboys got a couple players that's out.
Is Dak out?
No, Dak's not out.
Good. Can we ask Dak to show up today? Come on, Dak. Because I will put my jersey on. I got one. It's pink.
Okay.
I'll put it on.
All right. We got the pink cowboy jersey in the building. Wow. Okay. So, yeah. So, we got a couple of things we're going to be talking about. Again, I'm saying holidays because, you know, we have been out. So, I just want to see what the people, you know, what they – enjoyed about the holidays, what they really, you know, what they got, you know, some things that they didn't get, you know, just, you know, family time, whatever the case may be. So if y'all want to talk about, you know, your holiday season, if y'all want to talk about that, y'all can hit that number one. If you're on right now listening, you can hit that number one. Let's talk about it. Go ahead, Ms. Kia.
Since you're asking about our favorite holiday time, I did have an opportunity to celebrate this year with my incredible family, for the first time, my fiance and his beautiful family, even though we celebrated before, he was my fiance this year. So with his family and with my family, and even though, you know, some of us were in quarantine to a certain degree, we still were able to say hello to them via Zoom call and stuff like that. But one of my favorite holiday moments this year is when love comes into the room. You know, I actually, this year, me and T. Smiley had to kind of separate. He went to his sister's house. I went to my mom's house. And I knew there was something special that was going on over at his sister's house. So I was trying to hurry up. And my mom was like, "You leaving?" Every time I stand up, "You leaving?" No, ma'am. I'm gonna stay a few more minutes, and then I'm going to get on out in a minute, okay? And so I knew something special was going on over at T. Smiley's family's house, and I needed to get there. And the special thing that was happening was his beautiful sister, shout out to Tynesha, who actually has been on the Cave Radio Show before. She actually had no idea what was going on. You know, she is planning this beautiful event at her house, and everybody's in on this secret. She has absolutely no idea what's going on. And then all of a sudden, you know, we think, well, everybody in the house is thinking. Now, mind you, I'm still in Fort Worth. T. Smiley's an hour away on the other side of town. Now, I'm trying to get there. And all of a sudden, you know, they think that Joe, who was the boyfriend of Tynesha, they think he's about to say the prayer. All right, everybody, let's get together. Come on, here we go.
Pray before we eat. He was getting ready to eat, so he was saying, let's pray for the food. So everybody gets together thinking that, okay, we're going to pray for the food. And then go ahead.
And then, right, okay. So mind you, I'm an hour away. I know I'm supposed to get here, and so I'm supposed to be Zooming there, and I knew around 2 or 3 I needed to be there, right? Now, mind you, it's about 2:30 at this point, so I'm thinking, okay, I got a few more minutes. They're going to eat first, and then boom. That is not how it went, okay, because this man is in love with this woman, and he could not wait until dinner was served. He was like, no, I got to do this now. And all of a sudden, my FaceTime rings, and it's T. Smiley, and I'm like, wait, what's going on? So I put it on, and I'm letting everybody in the house kind of look at what's about to happen, and all of a sudden, he goes down on one knee in this amazing moment and asks for this beautiful woman's hand in marriage, and she was like, yes, Did she sing it? No, she didn't sing it. I just sung it, but that's how it sounded to me. Yes! And so it was beautiful. I'm telling you, it was like, it was amazing. And I was, the crowd in the room went wild, and it was just an epic moment. T. Smiley was in the building. I'm going to let him tell you, because I saw it from the video. But it was just beautiful. It was epic. It was a beautiful moment to be a part of, seriously. And they were a part of me and T. Smiley's moment. Like, they put that whole thing together for me and T. Smiley. And so for this to happen to her on Christmas, it was just beautiful. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was definitely exciting. I was, you know, I was sitting there, and again, we're thinking that, okay, you know, it's finally time to eat. You know how black folks do. You know, food still cooking on the day of until about 5 o'clock. And, you know, we eat by 5, 6 o'clock. The day done passed. But, no, we ate, you know, we was getting ready to eat. And I'm like, okay, it's 2 o'clock. It's 2:30. I'm like, all right, you know, we got 3 hours ahead. You know what I'm saying? So we getting ready to think we're going to get a prayer. And then he starts to go in. Starts talking, asked my sister for a hand. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I was like, wait. But I got to get my phone together. I wasn't ready. No, I'm not ready, no. So, you know, he did that, man. And it was incredible to watch because I have three nieces. My sister had three girls, and all three of them was just, they were excited. But the thing, I asked them afterwards, did y'all know? It was like, yeah, we knew. And I was like, okay, well, at that moment, it seemed like as if they didn't know or they forgot because they was just excited, you know, like they didn't know what was going on. But, yeah, it was great, man. It was great. And then we all got a chance to, you know, sit down at the table. One big table, man. They had the whole setup. They had rented some tables and chairs. And, you know, we had a nice big living room dinner with everybody at the table listening to music, you know what I'm saying, just you know, just being in that moment. And it was great. We had a lot of you know, had a lot of memories. You know, one of our, you know, memories, you know, our mom passed away back in 15, and you know, my sister always includes, you know, our mother in some kind of way. So she had a little section over to the side on the wall with my mom's picture and, you know, all that while we were eating, you know what I'm saying, so she can always be a part. And I thought that was great. You know, that was awesome. You know, we had family that town that couldn't make it. They was upset. They wanted to be there, you know, but we actually FaceTimed them. So it was good, you know. But, yeah, I would say that was my favorite moment of, you know, the holiday season, you know, Christmas. You know, it was great. You know, got a chance to spend it with family. Usually I'm at work. Those of y'all that know T. Smiley, they know I work, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't take off, even if it's my birthday and it's in a week and I have to work, you know what I'm saying? I ain't taking off. It's all good. What I'm going to do in a week, you know what I mean? And so just to be able to be off and not have to, you know, take off, just being off that weekend was, you know, was great. As well as New Year's, you know what I'm saying? It was cool, you know what I'm saying? So, again, this is T. Smiley. Well, the Cave Radio Show, sitting in with me is Miss Lovely Kia D. She's in the building with me. And
I'm in the building. When we come back, we're going to take a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Antonio Brown. We're going to be talking about the Cowboys. We're going to bring Spaceship Oasis in to talk to him for a second because that's my boy.
Let's go ahead and
bring him in. Let's bring him in. Let's bring him in real quick. Now, Spaceship Oasis is somebody I have known for many, many years.
Okay.
And, yeah, yep, I've known him for many, many years, and I've emceed several of his events. I've co-hosted with him. I've seen this man in action performing on stages. He's an extraordinary artist by the name of Spaceship Oasis. He even has his own little hand sign that he does. It's amazing. You put your pinky fingers in the air, y'all. I love this young man and have loved him for many, many years. Want to bring him in to say hello. What's up, Spaceship?
What's up, man? What up, though? What's going on, y'all? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, homie. Happy New Year. Listen, you also have an extraordinary radio show. I want you to talk all about that, too. So really quickly, because this is your first time to the Cave Radio Show, give everybody a brief synopsis of who you are and what you do.
Okay. It's your boy. Go and see Spaceship Voice, Incredible, the number one entertainer in the room, artist, host, radio personality, comedian, educator, tutor, motivational speaker, mentor, anything you want. I just try to work hard. I try to leave a blessing wherever I go, and I try to do it the best. So if you need somebody to come rock your show in any capacity, you holler at your boy Spaceship Oasis. That's what I do, coast to coast, state to state, nation to nation.
Wow. Listen, man, this is your boy T. Smiley on the K Radio Show. I just want to say, man, after that, hey, man, when you coming back to the Cave Show, bro? This your first time. I'm going to let you know the first time. Everybody's first time, you know, want to let you know you are official caveman of the Cave Radio Show. So anytime you feel free to give us a call, man, come hang out with me. We can talk. We can do whatever, man, right here on the Cave Radio Show.
Hey, we can make it happen, man. We can definitely do that. You know, let's get into some talk. We can chop it up. I thank you for welcoming me so lovingly. And anytime you want me on there or anytime I can get on there, now since I know about it, I'm going to be locked in. I love it already.
Tell them about your show, Spaceship.
Well, myself, Go DJ Lady J-Rock, we have The Wild Out Radio, the number one underground radio station in the country. We play nothing but underground music. We try to build underground artists, get ears to them, get listeners to them. We've expanded. We actually on Thursdays have The Wild Out Radio Thursday Night House Party. Sunday nights, we have the Sunday night Super Duper Music Review Show where we review underground artists that submit their music. I also have a podcast I do called Black Men and Bones where you come over, we play dominoes, and me and black men just talk about black men things. We turn on the camera and act like it's not there. And then I do a podcast called Straight Talk with Spaceship where I just give you that funk, give you that 100% purpose, give you my opinions on things. You might agree with them, you might not, but it's unfiltered, unadulterated, and it's on some grown people talk type stuff. So, you know, thewildoutradio.com is where you can find us. We're on 24/7. You turn it on, listen to some underground music. I know we always listen to Spotify and Pandora, but it's a lot of artists out here grinding and just trying to get heard. They don't want family supporters. They need fans. They need people that genuinely like them because their music is great, and that's what we try to give to you.
Man, that's awesome, man. I'm telling you, man, that is awesome. We definitely have to connect. As you were talking, man, I'm thinking about somebody that I probably want to bring to you. You know what I'm saying? You talk about the underground people that's, you know, that's not being heard, giving the opportunity and that platform. And he actually, he's a part of We Talk Radio Network. He's our videography and photography crew. And he's also Kia D's Tamaja's fiance. So, you know, he definitely has some stuff that I think you'll like, man. So
man,
we're definitely gonna have to connect, man. I just love it, man. I'm definitely gonna have to tune in. T Smiley gonna be in the building, man. I don't mind coming out. You and Miss Kia D, y'all, like she said, y'all are like brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, you know, little brother finna come along, man. I'm gonna be there
to support.
Yes, sir.
You are definitely more than welcome. We do live interviews as well, so you want to come on and get an interview, we can get that popping. You want to come down to Black Men and Bones, if you can play, just don't get mad if you lose. Come on. You know, it goes down. And, yeah, Kia D, that's my baby. Blue 5, Z 5, so sweet. Blue and white family, 5 beta sigma, zeta, 5 beta. You know how I go down.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, real talk. You know what's funny? We connected, of course, prior to realizing that we were in the same fraternity and sorority. And then once we realized that, it was like, what?
Yeah, it was over. It was over after that, you know. But greatness, you know, the thing is, greatness recognized greatness. So it's not about, oh, we friends because we're in this fraternity sorority. We were friends first. And then when we found out, we're like, okay, now I understand. Because both of our missions is bigger and better business and helping the community and everything that, you know, she's aligned with, I'm aligned with, whether it's the fraternity, sorority or not. It's just good people just attract good people. So I'm just blessed to have her in my life.
Real talk. I got somebody else I want to introduce you to, Spaceship. They're here with us right now. Of course, if you're just tuning in to the K Radio Show, welcome. The phone lines are absolutely lit up. Lit up right now. So, and everybody online, if you're tuned in, you are more than welcome to call and chat with us, 563-999-3456. Call into the show and chat with us. Push the number 1. If you're there right now and you want to chat, push the number 1 if you want to talk. Spaceship Oasis is with us right now. Shout out to my girl Wendy, who's also here celebrating her birthday. We turn it up.
Happy birthday, Wendy. Woo, woo.
Woo, woo. So, that's Wendy right there. We can bring Wendy in just to say hi real quick, and then I'm going to bring in this artist that I want to introduce you to, Spaceship. Wendy.
Hey, Spaceship.
What
up, though? Thank you for the birthday wishes.
That's what's up. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Don't turn up too much. It's cold outside.
Right? I'm out here doing top flight security right now, chasing this bag, honey. On my not on my birthday. My birthday is tomorrow.
Okay.
All good. So I want to introduce Spaceship. Wendy, you can stay right there. Spaceship, I want to introduce you to a young man who is absolutely amazing. He's an extraordinary artist out of California here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area now, and he has literally, when I tell you, his music is so popping. I'm a big music person. I love music. I am big on hip-hop, but rap, for whatever reason, nowadays, it just ain't the same. But this young man came in and completely changed my mind on the outlook on hip-hop and rap in this day and time. So I want to...
Let me say one thing to Spaceship. This is the same guy I was talking about. So we actually got him here for you.
Okay. Definitely.
Awesome young man. So we're going to bring him in. His name is Mood 3.
Mood 3. Big Mood.
Big Mood. What's up, Big Mood?
What's going on?
What's happening, man? What's good with you?
Oh, man, everything's good. How y'all doing today?
Hey, man, we doing good. Listen, Mood, I know you probably tired, man. I know you've been moving all night. So
All night.
Shout out to the new spot. But listen, we got you here on the Cave Radio Show, man. We've been giving you big kudos on what you got going on. While you're here, I want you to tell everybody, what you do. Tell them about yourself. Tell them about your music. How they can go follow all that. Because listen, we got somebody on here that we got you connected to for what you're doing. So go ahead.
Yeah, you could go to any platform, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, and just type in Mood 3, M-O-O-D 3, and all my music gonna pop up. Like Kid D said, I'm from California, out here, DFW area, and just staying creative, pushing my brand in my.
Tell them more about, because you also, not only are you a hip-hop artist, but you also have your own business, Shot From The Bottom Productions. Tell everybody about that as well, because one of the things I know people need is videography and photography services and all the branding services that you provide.
Yeah, we have all that right there. It's called Shot From The Bottom. It's a branch off from the music production, From The Bottom Productions, so. Go on Instagram and type in Shot From The Bottom, just the way it sounds. That's how it's spelled all together, and we can get whipped up for the low, good prices, great quality. And we just staying creative. Everything is keep the creative juices flowing at all times. I'm creating.
All of my We Talk Radio shirts are made by Shot From The Bottom Productions, and the quality is amazing. We watched them over and over and over again, and ain't nothing came off. I love it. And that's how I rock. I rock just like that. So I want to make sure that go ahead, Mood.
I was just saying that's good to hear. That's real good to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's definite. I might need to give you an official invite to our 6-year anniversary show, Mood 3. Come do some photography and some videography for us. We do that for the radio show. So every year we do an anniversary show. So that'll be in March. So I definitely want to invite you out. Definitely want to invite out Cave TV, the Cave Radio, Kia D. Of course, you know you invited. So y'all drop that. Also, we've got our six-year anniversary show for our radio station. So every year, we do a top 20 songs of the year, and we actually just dropped the mixtape for that yesterday, so you can definitely check that out for the top 20 songs. So you can listen to see what type of songs and what type of music we have, and, you know, we would definitely like for you to come out, network, rub elbows, send us some music, so you can be on the top 20 next year. You know what I mean?
Woo, woo.
Oh, yeah. Sound like a plan.
You know.
I love it.
So.
Make sure, Spaceship, you send me the flyer so we can get those in rotation for you.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we're going to get that all popping, too. But, Kia D, you know I got to go. It's almost 11 o'clock, so you know I got a tutor. If anybody needs a tutor for their kids, please hit me up. Hit Kia D up. I tutor. I'm an educator. So if your kids need help with their work, because I know they missed about a year and a half of school, hit me up. My prices are reasonable. and we make it popping.
His prices are amazing, and he tutored my baby Riley last year, and I'm telling you, it was a tough spot she was in. And he was able to make sure that just by giving her just a little bit of tutoring that he gave her, I'm talking about he got her literally, she passed that class. Yeah. She passed that math class.
Big turnaround
in a small amount of time. And he is an amazing educator. So not only is he doing all this other stuff, but as he said, he also is educating our community and ensuring that our youth are making it to the next level. And I personally am a testament to what he has done over and over again. So thank you so much, Spaceship, for being here. Good luck to you and your students. We appreciate it. Thank you, Wendy. We appreciate you, too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mood 3. I want to make sure all of y'all are connected. Y'all stay there because we're going to be talking about some more topics here in just a quick moment. I don't want y'all to go anywhere, all right? Thank you, Spaceship. Thank you, Mood.
All right. I love y'all. Y'all have a great one. Make sure we link up, okay? Make sure we link up, man. I don't want this to be our last time, just our first time, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No doubt. And again, you're more than family right here on the Cave Radio Show. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Y'all be good. Y'all be light. Love y'all.
Blessings. We'll be right back with more of the Cave Radio Show on We Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. Antonio Brown coming up next. We need to talk about that.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that.
I want to know who my representing it here tonight. Hold on.
How can I explain myself? Louisiana. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, it's so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I been people what you bringin' to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone, bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snappin' like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. But it's your life. Without a follow, without a mention, you really piping up on these. You gotta be nice for what to these? I understand, you got a 100 bands, you got a baby band, you got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense, you already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5. All down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. Time for the last month, Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make that jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
Breakdown.
Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mood 3 repping Front to Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah,
this your boy T Smiley. We back. We are back. T Smiley and Miss Kia D.
Whoop, in the building.
We in the building, y'all. We in the building. Listen, we want to switch over to sports. It's a lot of sports talk, but we wanted to talk about a certain couple. Actually, we have two. The first one is the Cowboys. Yeah, our Cowboys is playing tonight. They'll be playing tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm sorry, the Philadelphia Eagles. And yeah, you know, us Cowboys fans, we know that's a rival game anyway. So it's gonna be a good game. If y'all don't hear from me no more later on this evening, it's because I'm gonna be eyes glued to the TV. How about you, Ms. Kidd?
I'm going to be sitting right there with you, glued to the TV. I need to know these boys going to win tonight. What can we do to make the boys win tonight? I don't have no money riding on the game. It just don't matter. I just need us going into the finals. I need us winning the Super Bowl this year. I need this
to happen. I think this is the last game of the season. The regular season, and then we're going into the playoffs. And so, you know, Cowboys, you know, we got a lot of haters out there, and I'm listening. I'm hearing them. They saying, you know, they're going to win one game, and then they're going to be at home watching. So we got a lot on the line. I don't want to hear those haters. I don't want to hear them if it's true. You know, if it turns out to be true, if it happens, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be a lot of noise. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to be walking around with some earmuffins on or something. I don't know.
You know, one of the things that I do know is, you know, watching Dak, especially at that last game, I think it was the last game, he had his head down a lot. You know, what's up with his head being down? Is he sad about the plays that are happening? Well, talk to me, T, because I know you know you got the juice. You got the juice.
I don't really got the juice, but, you know, he did have his head down pretty much the majority of the game. Every time the camera got on him, his head was down, boy. I'm like, whoa, if that don't look defeated, well, come on, man. Get your head up, brother. Get in the game. And, you know, they tried to crawl back in there, but they ended up losing by three. You know what I'm saying? They played the game. They played how they should have been playing at the start of the first quarter. They played like that almost the end of the fourth quarter. So, you know, we just gonna pray for Dak. You know, yeah, we're going to pray for the Dallas Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say we're going to pray for them, but, you know, it's a game. You know what I'm saying? They just better win tonight. That's all I'm saying.
They better win tonight. Are you going to the game tonight?
No, I'm actually going to be sideline in the house watching.
Sideline pimping. I love it.
Sideline pimping.
I love it. I'm not going either, but I will tell you this. There's going to be a lot of people in the building. Make sure you wear your mask. Everybody's going to be screaming, so you know spit going to be flying everywhere.
Wear your mask.
Wear your mask. Y'all bring E-Man in. I know he got something to say about this game, too, that's coming up on tomorrow. I'm talking about the Cowboys game right now.
Actually, hold on before. Well, yeah, let's get E-Man on in here. I'm sorry. What?
E-Man is right there. E-Man got his hand raised. Shout out to E-Man. Shout out to everybody who got their hand raised. We're going to get you in as well.
What's up, Mr. E-Man? How you doing, sir?
Well, good morning, Mr. T. Smiley. Happy New Year to the Cave Radio Show. Happy New Year to Ms. Davis. We're so excited to be on the Cave Show this morning.
Take a minute real quick
to call in. I am doing the Unbreakable course over here at Man to the Mentor this morning. But wanted to call in and say, welcome back, Mr. T. Smiley.
Sir, yes, sir. Glad to be back. Listen, E-Man, these phone lines have been going crazy this morning. You know, we're celebrating today my daughter, my baby girl. Today is her birthday. She's turned 7 years old today. So
yes. happy birthday. Is it Shamaya? I think it is, right?
Yeah, Amaya. Yes, sir. Amaya.
Amaya.
Yes, sir.
Yes, happy birthday, Amaya. Happy birthday to you.
Yes. Yep. So, yeah, we're celebrating birthday today. She was supposed to call in this morning, Mr. E, but she ended up staying up late last night because she was so excited about her birthday. And so when I called her,
okay.
My mom said she's still asleep. And I was like, it's okay. It's okay. Tell her I send her the link so she hear it, that everybody is telling her happy birthday this morning on the Cave Radio Show.
Well, you send me a Cash App. I got a few dollars. I'll send a few dollars for a birthday. You know.
Yes, sir.
A Cash App.
Yes, sir.
Hey, do me a favor. Yeah. T. Smiley, when you send that Cash App to him, accidentally send him mine.
Okay.
That way it goes
right.
To me.
Hey, Miss Davis. Happy New Year to you.
What up? Happy New Year.
Well, yes. I wanted to take a few minutes. We are wrapping up the Unbreakable course over here at Mandy the Mentor this morning, and I just wanted to call in and welcome Mr. T and the team back at the Cave Radio Show. But just before I go, because I'm over here running StreamYard and Zoom this morning. Nonstop, Miss Davis.
Tell us about the Unbreakable Conference. Before you go.
Okay. Real quick, Mandy the Mentor, those of you that probably know heard Mandy the Mentor on the E-Man After Show, she do a conference, her organization is called Mandy the Mentor International. And this, she are doing a 6-week course online starting today. It started at 8 o'clock this morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. SAT time. It is a course where they come and they just learn, you know, skills in ministry, learn skills in the home. She just mentor these ladies, and they come on the line, and they talk about all type of stuff. So that's going on right now, and I'm over here working. I don't know how I got pulled in it, but it's nonstop. You know, they we're doing StreamYard and Zoom, so I got called to work this morning. So listen, if you guys want to go register for that online course, it's 6 weeks. It's going for 6 weeks. You can go to Mandy the Mentors International/MandyTheMentor.com and then just register and be a part of the conference. I think you guys, you ladies, would really enjoy it, you know?
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Yes.
So Yes, sir. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in this morning, taking the time.
Well, real quick, Mr. T, before I go, Mr.
Yes, sir.
T, real quick. You know, this bug, it's been a bug going around, right?
Uh-huh.
It's been this real bug going around, everybody catching it. But last year, the little bug was going around. Y'all started.
Right.
You and Miss Davis, y'all started the little bug last year. And just before I go, let me let you in on a secret, Mr. T. Me and Mandy got engaged over the new year, bruh. We got engaged over the new year, so we caught the little bug from Miss Davis and Mr. Smiley. So you guys join us on tomorrow night. It's going to be on and popping on the E-Man After Show. It's the love bug.
We made an announcement about that a few minutes ago, E-Man, and so I'm so glad that you brought that back up, and because we are super excited. We are so excited for you. We are so excited for Mandy. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m., Mandy, the mentor, has a show, and then tomorrow night at 9 p.m. back here on We Talk Radio Network, you can hear E-Man and Mandy. They're going to talk about the engagement. They're going to talk about everything tomorrow night. What else they going to talk about tomorrow night, E-Man?
Well, we're going to put a big six question as we come around the domino table tomorrow night. What are you going to do with your 2022? God have afforded you another year. And my big six question to the fellas and those on the network, are you going to build that company? Are you going to write that book? What are you going to do with this 2022 that God have afforded us to be a part of this year? So that's my big six question on tomorrow night, Ms. Davis and Mr. Smiley.
Nice. I love it. We will be there in the building tomorrow. I'm excited to hear some of the response to that question. We're going to be tuned in to the E-Man After Show tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
We will be there. You watching the game tomorrow, E-Man? The Cowboys game? Today.
I think it's tonight, isn't it?
It's tonight. Yes, sir. It's tonight.
I'm about to miss the whole game.
Yeah, if you tune in tomorrow, you'll miss the Cowboys. Yeah, I think they moved it up. They moved it up due to the, you know, the variances and things that's going around. But who are they playing, by the way? Who are they playing? Philadelphia,
they
right?
They are playing the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes. Well, half the damn near their whole team is out, right?
Yeah.
Everybody sitting on the sideline. And so, listen, Mr. T, they need to call Antonio Brown and bring him out of retirement. They just tell him, come on over here. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's crazy in the NFL right now. But I'm going to go ahead and get Dallas that win on the night, you know. But I think when you said that, Mr. T, you know Dak, right? You know, he work over there in your building, right? Listen, tell that guy to play some ball tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. I got a chance to talk to him. I was like, "Hey man, y'all winning Saturday or what? What's up, man?" He was like, "Yeah, we coming out with the W." And I was like, "All right, so we're gonna see tonight."
Oh, that's what's up. Yes. Well, we're gonna be pulling for him tonight. Where y'all watching the game at tonight, by the way?
Man, we're gonna be right here in the house.
Oh, okay. Well,
in the house.
I thought we were gonna meet out at the bar or something. Okay, well, I guess me and Mandy gonna be watching it at the house tonight too.
You can meet that road out there if you want to, but
we're gonna be inside. Yeah, we are too. We're gonna be safe. We're gonna be inside. So listen, I'm gonna get the Cowboys a win because I predicted 13-4. So I guess well, T Smiley, you can't get that $100 because you say you didn't know nothing about that bet. So that bet is off. So you know. Yes, sir.
It's all good. Listen, I want to bring up, I know you mentioned Antonio Brown bringing him out of retirement. That was a topic we wanted to talk about, man, because that was a heavy moment right there in the NFL and in his career right there. You know, they made it out as if he was, the first thing that came to mind was mental health. And I'm like, nah, mm-hmm. I don't see that.
Yeah.
But. And as quiet as it kept, but as loud as they put it on him, you know, the man was injured. He was injured,
right,
and they
right.
still wanted to play him. So he had to go get, you know, his own personal, you know, doctors. So he,
right.
you know, and so it ended up showing that he had a serious injury, ankle injury, and they still tried
right.
to play him. And he was like, when he told them no, they, you know, the coach, you know, said, you know. Leave or something like that to that extent, and so he did what he did. I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
I don't blame him.
One.
You think?
Real talk. You gonna leave a job? Leave naked. That's all I'm saying.
with your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't care, huh? I thought it was interesting, like you said, Mr. T, as we was watching, you know, with all the reports that they try to make our boys have a lot of this mental illness. And if the brother is dealing with anything like that, I pray that he gets some help in that area. But
right.
this is a new generation, and they just ain't taking it. I guess I would say I would support him to, you know, in the sense of, because, you know, my son is in the NFL, and a lot of these boys, they get injured. They get these head injuries. They get injured. And I understand they look at them as product. You know, they want them to get
right.
out there and perform so they can make their
get
money, but they not really, yes, they really not concerned about their body. And so the statement that he made, you know, okay, if you don't care about me, not so much if you don't care about me, but the coaches knew what was going on and they wanted to play him anyway. Well, you know, I just
right.
think it's funny that the media don't portray that. They always want to portray like it's a, like you say, a mental illness. But and so he walked off and
yeah, he walked
at the end of the day, he got plenty of money. You know, he got a nice contract. He got to pay him anyway. So his health come first, and that's what he's trying
right.
to say. But, you know, I want to see how the media is going to turn it now because, you know, we all work in media. So I love to
right.
see how the media is going to take that story and turn it and make a statement and say, you know, you just can't mistreat not only Antonio Brown, all our players, you know, because
right.
after the game, these guys suffer with a lot. So, that was pretty interesting. But, you know,
yep.
if he needs somewhere to play, he might need to go, you know, call the Cowboys, or somebody need to call the Cowboys so Dak can have somebody to throw to tonight. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right. Hey,
yeah.
Come on over to Jerry's World. Come on over to
Yeah,
Jerry's
come on
world.
Over to Jerry's World and throw. Yes. You know, Mr. Jones probably got something up under the sleeve because Mr. Jones like going after them kind of players. You know what I'm saying? And so we're looking forward to it. Well, guys, I got to go run back in here and do my job before I get fired. Before I be walking
Uh-oh.
Off the job, Ms. Day.
Wait, I was naked.
Well, I just wanted to say Happy New Year's. I was trying to listen to the show, but I got busy and wasn't able to listen. So I wanted to, you know, chime in before you ended the show. And listen, we got a lot to do this year, and I'm just looking forward to all that God has for We Talk Radio Network and all the great shows and personalities over here on this network. It's going to be off the chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain, yeah.
So Happy New Year. Peace. I'm out.
Thank you. Tell Mandy we say hi. Bye. Love me some E-Man. Boy, I tell you, real talk, let me say this real quick, because one of the first things that I said when I saw the video of Antonio Brown, of course, the media only showed that last part. You know, they didn't show everything. We only got to see the last part where he was actually, you know, kind of having a conversation with one of the players. He walks away from the players, walks past some of the coaches. They kind of were still looking at the field, not really paying attention to him. So, you know, from the way it made it look, you know, he had a small argument maybe with one of the players, and then he just started walking away. And then he crowd on another side of the field. He began to remove his shirt. I was waiting on the pants and the belt and everything else to come off. But, you know, hey, he kept all that on. I really was. I was thinking, oh, man, he's going to get naked. But he didn't do that. And I'm glad he didn't pull off his pants, you know. But he did pull off his shirt and, you know, all his shoulder pads and all that stuff and threw something into the crowd. Was it his shirt?
His shirt and gloves.
He threw his shirt and his gloves into the crowd. Some lucky person got some gloves and a shirt. I'm just saying. They are loving this right now. That's a trillion-dollar piece of item you got right now, as hot as this story is right now. So, literally, one of the first things I said to T. Smiley, and he can tell you this, I said, oh, man, that looks like mental illness right there, you know, because a lot of mental, you know, people are having a lot of mental breakdowns, and it's just a lot happening. And when I actually found out that it wasn't a mental illness breakdown, it was actually something that actually happened, I was somebody who actually judged the situation. And T. Smiley was like, no, that ain't it. And I was like, I don't know, T. Smiley. He's like, no, that ain't it. I'm going to let T. Smiley tell his side of the story, too, because he over here like, I want to say something. But I will say this. You know, I did. That was the first thing I said was, man, this looks like a mental illness situation. And then when I went and I saw the entire thing, I realized, and I told T. Smiley this, I said, which is the same thing E-Man just said, these players go through so much on a daily basis with these coaches that we do not see. And I knew that to be an absolute fact. They go through so much with these coaches. It's crazy. Go ahead, Chief Smiley.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, we were watching it. And, you know, when it happened, you know, they only showed what they wanted us to see. And that, to everybody, portrayed him as to be the bad person. You know, he got to cover up some kind of way, you know what I'm saying? But I was glad that he was able to, you know, counter that and bring up facts and, you know, all that. So it's pretty interesting to see what's going to happen. Like Mr. E-Man said, like, how they going to turn this story around, you know, and just to get that point out, like you said, you know, when they not working, when they not on the clock, what they doing? They probably, you know, hurting, laying up somewhere, you know, trying to get themselves together, just go to make a paycheck, you know what I'm saying? I know NFL is, you know, that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got to be able to speak up, especially when it's our body, you know what I mean?
So it looks like the producers are telling us we have a caller that is on hold that we need to bring in. So we'll bring that caller now. Last four of your digits are 5125. Caller, you're on the Cave Radio Show live with T. Smiley.
Damn, everyone is out for service.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it looks like they dropped that line. That caller, we lost that caller, but that's okay. That's all right. But yeah, just that whole situation, you know, was just, you know, just pretty insane. But we're gonna see what's gonna happen with that. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is the Cave Radio Show with T. Smiley. Listen, we're gonna take a quick little break. We're gonna play some music here, and when we come back, you know, what we're gonna do when we come back? We're gonna come back, talk a little bit more, you know, and see what we're going to do for the rest of the day, you know what I'm saying? We're going to let y'all in on what we're going to do for the rest of the day.
Whoa, whoa.
Y'all stay tuned. This is the T. Smiley Cave Radio Show with your boy T. Smiley right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Let's get some of that Calvin Kosher. You know, Calvin Kosher, listen, he's an amazing artist that came onto the show at the end of the year. He came onto the Cave Radio Show. This is one of the baddest brothers outside of Mood 3. one of the baddest brothers in the industry right now. As a matter of fact, we need to get Calvin Kosha and Mood 3 together to do a hit. Now, of course, Calvin Kosha is more on the R&B side, but you know what happens when you get an R&B artist and a hip-hop artist to make a hit? Oh, it changes the world. Changes the world. Y'all shout out to Calvin Kosha and Mood 3. Y'all make sure y'all check out Mood 3 on all social media platforms, as well as Calvin Kosha. And Calvin Kosha is spelled with two K's, K-A-L-V-I-N-K-O-S-H-A. All right, we'll be right back. This is Cocoa Butter Kisses right here on the Cave Radio Show on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
But she already got the dough. Oh, my baby, she real funny, sweet like honey, but her lips taste like cocoa. Oh, ooh, girl, I'm tryna take you places you ain't never been, and I'm tryna show you things that you ain't never seen. Keep it kosher, I just need a dollar and a dream. Met a winner on my team, 10 toes down with the pressure on you. I put it down, baby, that's what I do. I've been around, I'm in love with you. Give me that kiss, no chocolate. She say she like cocoa.
Cocoa butter kisses. Cocoa butter kisses.
Shut up, we'll pour the bottle. Shut up, we'll play no games. She like playing cops and robbers. Shut up, we'll say my name. She get on the top and ride it up. She don't want the fame, she don't want it solid. I get it poppin', I wanna pop you, baby. I know you cannot stop it, I wouldn't stop you, baby. I know you wanna lock it, I wanna drive you crazy, I know. One thing to show, been toes down with the pressure on you. Put it down, baby, that's what I do. Oh, I've been around, I'm in love with you. Give me that kiss, no chocolate. She tell you just like cocoa.
Cocoa butter kisses. Cocoa butter kisses.
That's right. Cocoa butter kisses. Hey, man, that's a jam right there, man. Listen, y'all, while the song was going on, man, me and Miss Kid D, we was over here like, man, this song's a good song. Then we was thinking about Mr. Mood 3. We was like, Mood 3, man, we can hear him on here doing like a little freestyle,
yeah,
do it, you know what I'm saying?
I can hear freestyle all day.
Mood, you still with us, Mood?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm over here cleaning up.
Okay. Listen, man, we was talking about that song we just played, Cocoa Butter Kiss. Like, me and Miss Kia was over here just, you know, we over here clowning. And it was like, man, we can hear Move 3 freestyling to this song right here. We was like, let's get them on. We didn't want you to freestyle right now, but we just
unless you got a freestyle, you know, you can.
To that song that was just playing?
Yeah.
I don't got no freestyle. I mean, if we was to do a remix to that, I probably would come up on there like, I'd probably be like, brown skin looking good while you rolling up. She gonna hold me down. I'ma hold her up. She toot it up.
Yeah.
That's going
yeah.
down. You know, I say something like that, man. But.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Live on the K radio show, we had Move 3.
Man, I'm going to reach out to Calvin Kosha in
a
minute.
Listen, I'm going to hit him up. Soon as we get off the show, I'm going to hit him up on Instagram. Be like, hey, bro, we got a remix, bro. we got a banger.
Had me in the zone.
We got a banger. What was that?
I said, that's a dope track. It had me in the zone over here. I was listening to it.
Yeah, it's that kind of song. Shout out to Calvin Kosha, who he actually has an incredible new album that he just released. He's got several that's on that album. Hold On, Black Magic, Cocoa Butter Kisses, three of my favorites. So he holds it down.
And he also has his own wine, man.
Man, the brother got his own wine.
He got his own wine. And I think it's honey. What did he say? It's honey water. And it's honey water Moscato or something like that. But it's, man, I'm telling you, the boy's bad. He's singing. He's making drinks. and he can dress.
That's a panty dropper.
We talked about him in his suits and everything. And, hey, that joker said he's been suiting and booting like that since he was young, you know what I'm saying? So I think that'll be a great collab right there.
Absolute. Now, one of the things I want to make sure that we do this year, Mood 3, is get you introduced to several other people as well. I know T. Smiley has a lot of connections, but I want to make sure we get you interviewed right here on the Cave Radio Show. So we're going to make that happen sooner rather than later. I know you've got some amazing music that you've been writing and producing and doing your videos. And, I mean, your videos are completely on point. If you want to know, if you see his work and you want to know, man, who does his videos, he is the creative brand behind his creative brand.
Also, I almost forgot. Mo, if you don't mind, can you tell the people what's going on next Saturday?
Oh, yeah. We got a live virtual concert going on with my boy Sam Archer from Oklahoma is hosting that with his podcast platform that's called Slain Kill. And I got some of the details, but the way he gives the details, he gives you more. I know it's $1. It's $1 entry fee, and I know you got to go on Facebook and you have to follow the group. What is the thing called, the little group thing? You got to follow that. It's called Slay and Chill Network. And then
Slay and Chill Network.
So,
okay.
It's S-L-A _AND _CHILL, Slay and Chill.
Got it.
So that's
cool.
Going on. I'm going to be performing for a lot. Virtual. I'm gonna need that mic you got over there too, man.
Already. You know it.
I was gonna hit you up about that later on in the week, but since y'all got me here on the K radio show, I might as well let you know now.
Already. We can make that happen. I'm excited for you, bro. I really am. You got so many amazing things coming up, as well as, you know, one of the things I do want to say that's important and it means so much to me. He's also my son-in-law. He's actually getting married to my beautiful daughter, Tamaja, in about 2 months. So I'm super excited for y'all. We've been talking about engagements all day. They actually started it off.
they the ones that started it.
We wasn't the ones. E-Man said we started it. No. It was Marcus and Maja. It was Marcus that actually started this whole love train. And from that, Marcus, we got engaged in July. And then Tynisha and Joe got engaged in December. And then E-Man and Mandy got engaged on January the 1st, New Year's Day.
Who's next?
Who's next? That needs to be your title of your next album too. Who's next? Real talk. I like that. Who's next? You know what I'm saying? Because this love is here, you know, and it's in the atmosphere. So you just gotta reach up and get it, you know. So whatever you want, God said it's already here on this place, in this place, all the resources, all the love, everything we need. We just gotta be available to get it. So I appreciate you being so open and loving my daughter the way that you do. And I am completely and 1,000% stand behind everything you guys do. And I'm always here to support y'all. Real talk. Tell Tamaja I said hello, baby.
I will.
Already.
Listen, we have here in the right here in the queue, we have one of our producers.
Yes.
Our producers of Groovy Tuesdays.
Man, listen, let's get him in to Alonzo. Don't go nowhere, Marcus. I want you to stay right there because I want to introduce you to him as well. Shout out to Alonzo and Mitchell who actually produced the Groovy Tuesday show every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. What's up, Alonzo? Uh-oh, Alonzo, can you hear me? All right, we'll bring him back in later. Something going on with his, we'll bring him back in a minute. All good. Listen, it's been an amazing and extraordinary day. We need all of your music. I know you got a lot of music. We need it all so we can get it played right here on We Talk Radio Network. But in the meantime, Marcus, I want you to do, I know you got some hits in your head that you just love. It don't matter if it's censored or not. Just go on, say it today right here on the Cave Radio Show. But we definitely, what's your favorite of all the songs you've written and produced and created? What's your favorite song?
My favorite song that I've done myself is not my first song, but it's the first song I did when we came up with the From the Bottom Productions, which is like 3 years ago, and it's called On My Grind.
On My Grind.
Keith Smiley, you know that song, don't you?
Yeah, I know that one.
So we want you to do your song. Whatever lyric you want, whatever verse you want to pick, whatever hook you want you to do that live right now on the Cave Radio Show on We Talk Radio Network. This is Mood 3. Shout out to Mood 3 Live. This is a live radio show. Ain't nothing pre-recorded here. We live right here on the Cave Radio Show. All right, Mood 3.
I hope all the people that's tuned in likes to get on the herbal because it's one of them songs, but the hook goes, wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke the blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt, and then I'm on my grind. Gotta get it, homie, and I say that like all the time. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, that's the song.
Shout out to Cali. Everybody in Cali screaming right now.
It's a couple of dispensaries in Oklahoma City that actually standing behind that song and wanting to use that song for the sponsors and stuff they got going, and that's through the Slay and Chill connection also. So that song is going pretty good. Quiet.
I love it.
That's the hit right there, bro.
Yeah.
That's the banger right there, man. Because I remember when I forgot a little bit of it, but when you said that part, I was like, oh yeah, that's the first one that I listened to. Yeah, that's it right there. I like that. I wish we could, but you know.
It's all good.
But when we get caught today, I'm playing that.
The unedited version is coming. My engineer, he had the sauce record ready for y'all, but I guess I don't know. He was so into the music that he missed a couple of profanity words. I listened to it after him. He missed the first four. you know, my ad-lib that I say is the N-word. I say the N-word a lot, and, you know, that came on. I said that the first 10 seconds of the song, he didn't even get that, so I got to get that.
Oh, man.
And when I say it, it's basically a cocky usage. When I'm saying it like, yeah, like, what you thought I could do this? Like, what you mean? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I love
so
it.
So that's why I say it so much. That's the story.
I love it. I love it, bro. I'm here to support, real talk. You know what I'm saying? I love the music. I love the brand. I love the branding. You know what I'm saying? Because you just didn't stop at doing music and producing music and creating and writing. You know, you took it to the next level to make sure that, okay, listen, we gotta just what God said to do, find different ways to bring that income in, and you did just that. You know, you got one and then you got another, and then you built on the brand from there, you know. And so that's, you know, a lot of people in their 40s and 60s are trying to figure out how to do something that you've already done. So congratulations and kudos to the both of you. Y'all are incredible and extraordinary brains, and continue to rock the world. Real talk. I love it. Thank you for being here, Marcus. We're going to get you on a live radio show to be interviewed. We actually, the connection with Spaceship Oasis, he actually is connected to some dispensaries as well. So make sure you reach out to him about that, because it's probably more people than you know that are connected to some dispensaries. And then next year, we're doing this year, 2022, we're doing a huge event in Oklahoma as well. So I'm going to make sure that you're one of the headliners for that event. So no, we got a lot of major things popping, so it's gonna be a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, sound good.
Alrighty.
Real.
Already, cool beans. We love you, bro.
Love y'all too.
All right.
Well, listen, y'all. This is the T Smiley the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. What I want to do is thank everybody for just calling in today, just supporting the Cave Radio Show. I want to thank Miss Kia D for tuning in with us, being here in the studio with me today. It's been a lot of fun. You know, again, this is the first official Saturday back on the Cave Radio Show, and I missed you guys. Glad we're back. Y'all stay tuned, man. We're gonna continue to have great shows on the Cave Radio Show on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Ms. Kia D?
Yes, I just want to say happy birthday to all of the Capricorns out there, the fellow Capricorns. My birthday is January 15th, which is the same day of the incredible Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And, of course, he passed away many years ago, but I am here to continue on that great name, okay? Even though my name is not his name, it don't matter. We're going to keep pushing his incredible name. I love Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I love the fact that my birthday is on January 15th, next Saturday, and we are going to be doing some special things. I'm really excited about it. We're also going to be trying to tune in. Like, we have a concert to go to that night. Shout out to Charlie Wilson, who'll be here next weekend, because we're gonna be there. But we're also gonna be tuned into the live show with Mood 3. We're gonna do it at the same time. So shout out to everybody again that was tuned in. My girl Wendy, happy birthday to you. To the beautiful Amaya, happy birthday to you, darling Angel Kate. And to all of the other amazing people, Joe, that as well, happy birthday to you that celebrated your birthday this month. Daydrian, happy birthday, D. Daydrian came and sang from an event I had last year. That boy is bad, okay? It was I did it for my mom's event, my mom's church event. Pastor Taylor. Shout out to them, Pastor Taylor and Pastor and Co-Pastor Taylor. They are amazing. I have to make sure I get their information as well if anybody's wanting to tune in to like a Tuesday night. I think it's Tuesday night Bible study. If anybody wants to tune into a Tuesday night Bible study, I'm going to make sure I get that information, because Pastor and Co-Pastor Taylor actually do that Bible study. So I know there's some people you want to get some shout outs to as well that was tuned in today. Love y'all.
Yeah. I wanted to give a shout out. One of my good friends, his name is TJ. He was actually on. He was on tuned in, and I really wanted to appreciate him for being on. Last year he had some trying times, but you know, thank God that he's still here in 2022. So we just excited that he was able to tune in with us on today.
Yes.
Who else? We had Miss Wendy.
We had Wendy. We also had another radio personality that was tuned in. Shout out, and he's a DJ as well. Shout out to DJ Daddy Rich. He was tuning in today as well. He was loving the show. He actually tuned in once or twice last year, and then he got to tune in today. He sent me a message. He was like, man, this show is bad. I was like, man, the show is awesome. The
nice.
Show is amazing.
Nice.
So shout out to the K Radio
shout
Show.
Shout out. Thank you. Again, as we always do, this is we're at the end of our show, and we always pray at after each one of our shows. So without further ado, we're going to pray real quick, and then after that, we're going to hit y'all with some good music, and then we will see y'all again on next Saturday on the Cave Radio Show. But tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for Shine Lord Radio with Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
Yes, yes. You're in for a mighty motivational word, a mighty day all day tomorrow. You just need to set your calendar every single Sunday to just tune in at 10 a.m. to the Shine Lord Radio Show. 7 p.m., brand new day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lack. They're going to keep you motivated and inspired. They have all kinds of great guests. And then on Sunday nights at 9 p.m., it's the E-Man After Show, funny, gut-busting shows every single Sunday. So we always have fun. So make sure you check it out and tune in every single weekend. Don't forget to check us out on all of our social media platforms. We've got YouTube. We've got Instagram. We've got Facebook. We've got Twitter, TikTok. We got it all. Check us out. We're doing a huge YouTube push, guys. We need your support on YouTube. We are trying to monetize this page, and in order to do that, we need you to go to YouTube right now and click We Talk Radio Network. We need you to go to We Talk Radio Network on YouTube and subscribe to our channel and like our videos and comment on our videos. Our entire video production team, shout out to Rallos, Mitchell, and Alonzo, who do amazing work over there on our audio and video production side. Our entire team is amazing. Shout out to the entire amazing team. Brand new team members that just came on. Thank you for being here. We appreciate everybody, all hands on deck, to take this thing to the next level. In 2022, I'm telling you, is about to be the year that We Talk Radio. It's 12 years in existence in 2022. And this is the year that we're about to take everything to the next level. Every single year, we gradually get there. And it's been a blessing to be able to watch everything happen the way it has. But 2022, we're about to blow your mind. So be ready for some amazing things this year. Thanks, T. Smiley, for being here. I freaking love your show.
Thank you. Listen, let's go ahead and pray. And at this time, we're going to pray. Father God, we thank you for just waking us up this morning, God. Thank you for a brand new year, God. Thank you for your grace and mercy, God. Thank you for protecting us all last year, God, keeping us, God, in your perfect will, God. We ask that you just continue in this year, 2022. We ask that you just cover us even the more, God. Bless us. Give us the strength, God. Give us the wisdom and the power that we need, God, through your name, God, to go to that next level, God. We ask that we pray, God, for increase, God. No matter what that looks like, God, we ask for increase in this year, God. And we ask that you just keep us in your will, God. Protect us, God. All throughout the day, God, bless each and every one of our families, God. Thank you for just allowing everybody to see another year, birthday year, God. Keep them, God, protect them, God. Keep them lifted, God. Keep them, you know, under your will, God. And I ask you to just do those things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Listen, thank y'all. Thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to go out with a little Be Humble. You know what I mean? Everybody,
yeah.
We'll see y'all next week.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finessing on them with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant, lift it back, I'm counting this. You say with my boobay, tastes like too late for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my base stuff. I know that it's good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Eat up your per diem, you just gotta hate them folk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell them be humble,
hold up.
Sit down,
hold up.
Be humble,
hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
sit down. Be humble, 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 sit down. Who that thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the off my stage, I'm the same man. Get the off my, that ain't right. I make a play blowing up your whole life. I'm so, so sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural, I wanna feel some stretch marks. Then to take you down right on your mama's couch in Polo Black. Hey, this is way too crazy, hey, you do not amaze me, hey. I blew cool from AC, hey, over much as pace me, hey. I don't fabricate it, hey, most of y'all be faking, hey. I stay modest about it, hey, she elaborated, hey. This that great poupon, that AV on that TED Talk, hey. Watch my soul speak, you let the med talk, ayy. If I kill an it won't be the alcohol, ayy. I'm the realest after all. Tell them be humble, hold up, sit down, be humble, sit down, be humble, tell them sit down, be humble, sit down, be humble, sit down, be humble, sit down. Sit down,
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.